Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you are figuring out where you should store something, ask yourself this question: where would I look for this first? Then, put the item in that place. Today's tip comes from Dana K. White, a decluttering expert who shares her tips through a podcast, YouTube videos, and her blog, A Slob Comes Clean. Dana was a guest on my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds, and shared simple, sensible tips, like asking where you would look for something, for creating a smooth functioning home. I have thought a lot lately about what should go where, as we have unpacked and settled into our new home. Some things are obvious. Forks go in the silverware drawer. And yep, that is where we would think to look for them. But some stuff is less obvious, like sleeping bags, scissors, bug spray, the extra paper towels and toilet paper. I love Dana's approach of asking yourself where you would look for something first. You are making a prediction. You are imagining your future self wanting this item and tracing your steps to look for it. You are not asking yourself where the item should be. There is not a right or wrong answer. People store their scissors in all sorts of reasonable places. You are not going to be judged by whether you put the item where an expert or a complicated set of rules say you should. You are simply making your best guess of where you would look for it and putting it there. In our case, at least one pair of scissors goes in the top right junk drawer, and one goes in my top right desk drawer. I would look in the top right drawer of anything for something like that first. So now I know where they are. Bug spray goes in the mudroom, since that is by the door where people generally go out. So that is probably where I would naturally be looking for it first. Best to put it there from the get-go. I also like using similar language when asking someone else if they know where an item is stored. If you ask your partner or your roommate or your childcare provider where they put the three-hole punch, they may feel a wee bit miffed. Why do you think I hid it somewhere? Since when am I the keeper of the three-hole punch? But if you ask, where's the first place you would look for our three-hole punch? That is less aggressive. You are simply asking for a prediction, not judging a storage spot, or suggesting someone else has a database of household objects and their locations in their heads. So the next time you are deciding where to store something, ask yourself where you would look for it first and put the item there. And if you are looking for something, ask your housemate for their ideas of where they would look for it first. Focusing on predicting a search can be a practical, judgment-free approach to deciding what goes where and for finding what you have. Do you have any tips for keeping your space organized? You can share them with me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.